Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win.
Man.
You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh, no.
Game time.
Michelle is from, I wrote down on my sheet, Michelle is from Akon. I think Avon is what I meant to write. Good morning. Good morning, Michelle.
Good morning, everybody. How are you?
We are well. We are well. Michelle, you are a middle school history teacher?
Yes, I am.
What are you guys in the middle of right now?
Oh, so we are wrapping up our Indigenous history and Columbus unit and moving on to world exploration. So we're getting there, yeah.
If a student is having problems in this subject, what is a good tip for them?
A good tip for them, always come to speak to your teachers, ask for extra help, and you know, have home reach out to us. Kind of the best thing to do.
Okay. Barrett, will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, Michelle?
Kennedy, would you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thanks, you too.
Five pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy. You score yourself $100. Remember, if you tie, you lose. Kennedy with 2,980 wins.
Gosh.
It's amazing, right?
Yeah, she studies.
Yeah, she studies.
A little intimidating.
Yep.
She's
only got 248 losses, and she has now, in fact, stepped into that soundproof studio. She cannot hear any of these questions. Again, if you tie, you lose. Question number one. Gavin Rossdale from Bush, turning 54 years old today. He is the ex-husband of which famous singer?
Gwen Stefani.
Question number two. 38 years ago today, Halloween 2 was released, and we learned Michael Myers had a sister. Who plays his sister that he's on the hunt for in the franchise?
I have no idea.
All right. Question number three. Forget all the rumors. Tom Brady has reiterated that he still wants to play until he's 45.
Shut your face, Adam Schefter.
Oh, it just means he's going to be playing in San Diego and not New England.
Don't you put that juju on me.
How old is Tom Brady?
Oof. Oh, my God. I'm a Giants fan. 30.
Hang up the phone.
36. I don't know, 36.
And you're allowed to teach our children a giant.
Shame.
Shame. Shame.
Oh, my God.
Revisionist history. That's what we need, right?
Oh, hey.
Question number four. Shia LaBeouf says he has PTSD and his time as a Disney child star contributed to that. What is the name of the Disney show Shia starred in as a child?
I don't know.
All right, question number five. Pokemon Go has made $3 billion since it launched on your phone in 2016. What is the name of the Pokemon trainer who is the main character of the anime series?
Oh, I think it's Max.
It's what?
Max, maybe?
Okay. All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy! Let me tell you, that theme song intro still bumps from the 90s.
Mm-hmm.
All right, welcome back, Kennedy.
Thank you.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, let's see. Michelle got one out of five.
Oh, wow.
Sooosh.
That's what you get for being a Giants fan.
I know.
Kennedy, these are tough. Are you ready?
I am.
Question number one. Gavin Rossdale from Bush turning 54 today. He is the ex-husband of which famous musician?
Gwen Stefani.
That is correct, Kennedy. Nice job. Let's see. It is 1-1. Question number two. 38 years ago today, Halloween 2 was released, and we learned Michael Myers had a sister. Who plays his sister that he's on the hunt for in the franchise?
Jamie Lee Curtis.
Yes, that is correct, Kennedy.
Oof, yeah, that's it.
Remember her? 2-1, question number 3. Forget all the rumors. Tom Brady has reiterated that he still wants to play until he's 45.
Take that, Carson.
He didn't say he wanted to play here, though.
Oh, stop.
I swear to God.
Tom Brady in a San Diego Chargers uniform.
I just can't wait till next year so that we can be like,
How old is Tom Brady, Kennedy?
41?
42 years old. Oh, 42.
The goatiest of ages.
Will 43 also be the goatiest of ages?
Yep. Yeah, that's how that works. 2-1, question number 4. Shia LaBeouf says he has PTSD, and his time as a Disney child star contributed to that. What is the name of the Disney show that Shia starred in as a child?
I have no idea.
Evan Stevens. Evan Stevens. I know it took every fiber of Annie's being not to scream out an answer.
Evan Stevens!
It's a good show.
It was so good.
2-1, question number 5.
I was married and divorced by the time that thing came out. What do I know?
Kennedy, you should go back and watch it. His character named Beans, I think you'd really like him.
Question number 5. Pokemon Go has made $3 billion since it launched on phones in 2016. What is the name of the Pokemon trainer, who is the main character of the anime series?
Pikachu?
Pikachu is the Pokemon, Kennedy. No, it is actually Ash.
Oh, sure, of course.
He's got to catch them all.
He's got to catch them all, Kennedy.
He's got to be the very best that no one ever was.
Okay, I played that Pokemon Go for like a second, and I was like, I'm out.
Got to catch them all, Kennedy. Got to catch them all.
Okay, I'll catch them.
All right, final score is 2-1. I'm sorry, Michelle, you don't get the cash. Yeah. Nobody did very well with that one.
Those were hard.
Producer
they
Dan?
Are tough, yeah.
I said they were a little hard.
Well, that's okay. They're hard sometimes. It is what it is.
You did win yourself a pair of concert tickets, so you're going to see AJR on November 16th at Gannis Arena, so you enjoy that show, okay?
Thank you so much, guys.
All right. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
My name is Michelle from Avon, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Drama.
Try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
All right, Brittany's from Northbridge. Good morning, Brittany. Yep. Are you there?
Hi.
Hey. Oh boy. This could be interesting.
Sound like a robot.
Hello.
Hey, all right.
Where are you?
It feels like she's driving like in and out of one cell.
Oh, no.
No, that's all right. Hey, you're getting better now. You just keep driving.
Keep driving the way you're driving.
Yes.
Okay.
So Brittany's from Northbridge. She recently moved to Northbridge, just had a big housewarming party. Maybe you guys can share tips. I know you're going to be having a housewarming party soon.
Yep, Kennedy. Trying to get myself together so that you don't have to sit on boxes.
That's
it's okay if we do.
Dibs on your couch.
Brittany, will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please?
Kennedy.
Oh, this is going to be interesting.
Sure thing. Good luck.
She's from the future.
All right, here we go. 5 pop culture trivia questions. Get more right than Kennedy. You're going to win yourself $100. Remember, if you tie, you lose. Looking at the big board, Kennedy has 2,981 wins, only 248 losses, and she is now over there in that soundproof studio and cannot hear anything. Question number 1. Browns wide receiver Odell Beckham Jr. recently gave Tom Brady a special pair of Nike cleats made from goat hair. A lot of people call Tom Brady the goat. What does that mean?
Of all time.
Question number 1. HBO Max will launch in May, and it'll cost subscribers $14.99. Though they have secured the streaming rights for all 23 seasons of South Park for $500 million, which network do new episodes of South Park still air on? Say that again.
Comedy Strong.
Question number 3. Captain Marvel is the most popular movie-inspired Halloween costume for ladies this year. Who played Captain Marvel?
Brie Larson.
Question number 4. Selena Gomez says she believes in ghosts and brings her ghost app everywhere she goes to identify spirits. Back in 2017, Selena had to have an organ transplant. What organ was it?
Her kidney?
Question number five. Trent Reznor changed his tune about the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame after they inducted The Cure last year. Seems like a coincidence that he did so since he's been nominated for the Hall this year. A little suspect, right, Dan? He's the founding and previously only member of which band? Trent Reznor. No. What? Try it again.
I said, what is his name?
Trent Reznor.
Trent Reznor?
Oh, now she's really clear. I might give her this one just because she sounds so good.
Oh, you can hear me now. Woo!
Hey.
So he's the lead. So what are you asking? Sorry.
Yeah, he's the lead singer of what band?
Trent Reznor. Let me say the Smiths. I don't know.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please. Of course, her phone starts working at the
end. I've never had to decode a round of Can't Be Kennedy before.
Right. Right.
And now she sounds like she's in the studio with us. It's so clear. All right. Hey. All right. So, Kennedy, Brittany got 4 out of 5.
Wow. Well done, girl.
It was.
Glad you're back from wherever.
Oh, she's gone. Again.
All right. Stop talking again. Yep.
All right. Here we go, Kennedy. These are tough. Question number one. Browns wide receiver Odell Beckham Jr. recently gave Tom Brady a special pair of Nike cleats made from goat hair. A lot of people call Tom Brady the goat. What does that mean?
Greatest of all time.
Tied at one. Question number two. HBO Max will launch in May. It'll cost subscribers $14.99.
Yeesh.
Yeah, it's wild.
They have secured the streaming rights for all 23 seasons of South Park. However, which network still airs new episodes of South Park?
Comedy Central.
That is right. Tied to two, question number three. Captain Marvel is the most popular movie-inspired Halloween costume for the ladies this year. Who played Captain Marvel?
Brie Larson?
Tied to three, question number four. Selena Gomez says she believes in ghosts and brings her ghost app everywhere she goes to identify spirits.
Is an app the best way to do that?
No.
They have like spectrometers and expensive. Yep.
What do you use, Kennedy, to detect your ghost?
My spirit.
Boom, roasted. Back in 2017, Selena Gomez had to have an organ transplant. Which organ was it?
Kidney.
All right, we're tied at four. Going to the final question. I think she just said
it. She sounds like a ghost.
Ooh, spooky.
There's a ghost in the
spooky
machine.
Spooky Britney. Trent Reznor changed his tune about the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame after they inducted The Cure last year. He's the founding and previously only member of which band?
Nine Inch Nails.
He's
just bitter a little bit. As soon as they nominate him, I'll be like, oh, yeah.
Oh, they did.
No, they did. Okay, well, then.
This year.
Yep. 5-4 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win. I'm sorry you don't get the cash. But you do get yourself a pair of concert tickets to see Hozier November 13th at the Wang Theater, so you enjoy that, okay?
Amazing. Thank you guys so much.
All right. What do you want to say to Kennedy?
I'm Brittany from North.
Cannot
be Kennedy.
Yeah, of course.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
Boom. Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no.
Game time.
All right, Jenna's from Manchester. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Hey, we're doing good. Jenna's driving from Manchester to Boston. That's a quick drive for your morning commute.
Oh, yeah.
Girl.
What's that, like 10, 15 minutes, right?
Oh, yeah.
Get to hear like one song, a little bit of Can't Be Kennedy, and then you're there.
Yep.
Yeah, yeah.
It started in 1992.
What did she say?
I said it helps make the morning go by quick.
Well, I'm glad we could do that for you. We are humbled. Thank you. Will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please?
Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you.
Here we go. 5 trivia questions all about pop culture. You get more right than Kennedy. We're going to give you the cash.
Cash money.
Cash.
Yeah.
You're going to get a C note. Kennedy stepped out of the studio. She's in that soundproof booth. She's rolling her eyes. She's talking to herself just being Kennedy. She has 2,982 wins, 248 losses. Question number one. The ladies from Haim dressed as the guys in Hanson for Halloween and posted a video on Twitter. I think they were singing Umbop in the video. How many members of, how many Hanson brothers are there in the group?
There are three.
Question number two. Jennifer Aniston and David Schwimmer allegedly felt a spark when they recently reunited with their friends' castmates. A source said Jen and David have always had feelings for one another. What character did Aniston and Schwimmer play on the show Friends? Or which characters?
Ross and Rachel.
Question number three. Bill Murray says he recently applied for a job at P.F. Chang's.
What? It's the most Bill Murray thing ever.
Wow.
He says, I think that's one of the greatest places and it looks like the best time.
I love him.
What 1993 comedy did he star in as a cynical TV weatherman that finds himself reliving the same day over and over and over again?
Groundhog Day.
Question number four. Arnold Schwarzenegger appears on The Late Late Show with James Corden tonight alongside this actress who is returning to the Terminator franchise for the first time in 28 years. Who is she?
Oh. Oh, man, I don't know this one.
Sarah Connor.
All right.
Is her name Laura? Laura Vale?
Question number five. Olivia Newton-John is selling the black skin-tight pants she wore in Grease. They're expected to sell for $200,000. What was the name of the all-girl clique her character Sandy was a part of in Grease?
The Pink Ladies.
Let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please. All right.
It's a solid round.
Yes.
All right.
Not bad. Not bad at all. Kennedy, welcome back.
Thank you. How'd we do?
We did great.
Okay.
4 out of 5, right?
Nice.
For Jenna. These are tough. You ready?
Yep.
The ladies from Haim dressed as the guys from Hanson for Halloween and posted a video on Twitter. How many members from Hanson are there in the group?
Three.
Thrice.
And fun fact, there is also a bonus Hanson similar to the bonus Jonas.
Justice for Frankie Jonas and the Hanson.
I think it's Frankie Hanson.
Probably.
That would be so wonderful.
Tied to one, question number two. Jennifer Aniston and David Schwimmer allegedly felt a spark when they recently reunited with their friends' castmates. A source said Jen and David have always had feelings for one another. Which characters did Aniston and Schwimmer play on the show Friends?
Ross and Rachel.
Tied to two, question number three. Bill Murray says he recently applied for a job at P.F. Chang's.
I do love P.F. Chang's.
The one in the Atlanta airport. He said it looked like they're having so much fun.
No.
Kennedy. Mm. 1993 comedy. Murray starred in it. He was a cynical TV weatherman that finds himself reliving the same day over and over and over and over.
Groundhog Day.
Tied at three. Question number four. Arnold Schwarzenegger appears on The Late Late Show with James Corden tonight alongside which actress who is returning to the Terminator franchise for the first time in 28 years.
Linda Hamilton.
4 to 3. Question number five. Olivia Newton-John is selling the black skin-tight pants she wore in Grease. They can be yours, Kennedy. $200,000.
Never fit me.
What was the name of the all-girl clique her character Sandy was a part of in Grease?
The Pink Ladies.
That is right.
She also said that the zipper's broken. They had to sew her into those pants.
100%.
During the taping. Right. She couldn't go to the bathroom. She couldn't anything until they were done taping. Oh.
Jen, I'm sorry, don't get the $100, but I do have a pair of concert tickets. Lucas Graham's going to be at the House of Blues Sunday, November 10th, and you and a friend are going to be there, so you enjoy that show, okay?
Awesome. Thank you so much.
What do you want to say to Kennedy?
I'm Jenna from Manchester, and I can't be Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.